Hi, I got back a few minutes ago. I was just forwarding some documents to Tom Burries, and so what are we discussing again? I'm very interested in hearing these comments, but I don't know what question we're addressing.
Well, at the moment, I was just asking Tom what he thinks would be the primary, highest priority items for the executive director to implement. And Jan made a good point that a lot of the issues I raised in my document are really issues for an executive director to address and implement and work out with the managers on the local level. And so we probably don't actually need, nor should we have a motion from the national board on that. We do need to ask of our executive director what he thinks would be the highest priority items, and so that's kind of where we're up to right now.
Okay. Well, if you want me to respond, if Tom wanted me to respond to it before he does, I can do that now.
Yeah. Well, we went around the room and said, responding to Alex's document, to other thoughts you have about what, this just a kind of a setting the stage, I think, for the strategic.
Oh, okay. I thought Alex's document was great. It was very inclusive. It had a lot of stuff. I don't think that we can do all of it. I think we need to pick strategically some items off of that will get us to the 10% increase in revenue that we need to pay off this loan. I think that there are some things on that. I don't think we should take on any new debt at this point. If we just need to, right now, we just need to concentrate on putting in motion the way that we are going to get the extra 10% in income, an extra million or more, a million and a couple hundred thousand a year to service the loan and the interest. If we can pay off the loan early, that would be more than 10% income increase, but we need to start figuring out, what we need to do to get that extra, how we can get the CPB to, that would be getting, if we can get our audits done and get the CPB money flowing again, if we had that coming in every year, that would go a long way towards paying off the loan. I think we all understand that our operations are inefficient, and that there's things that we can do to make it more efficient. And I think we should kind of zoom in on that and, brainstorm on what we can do to increase our, to fill in all these holes that so we're more efficient in bringing in our revenue and catching what's falling through the cracks right now, and then once we get that going, then we can start concentrating on the next thing that we need to do to get like to 20% and 30%. But this is like a short term goal to do that, and I just think we can't, there's a lot of good things in that strategic plan. We can't do all of them, and we can't do the things that are not going to be like an investment in getting income back right now. So then there's, we need to do things that are going to be almost free right now to increase our revenue, and that is like catching, direct mailings, increasing our membership somehow, and get the programming, all the programming and thing. I think that has to wait until after we get our vision solid. Like Tom was saying last week, our vision is our North Star. It's where we It's what guides us in what we're going to do. And I had sent an example of a very good vision and mission statement, whereas the vision said, you know, this is, if we accomplish our goals, this is what's going to happen in the future. We're going to be, like, providing the news that makes a difference in the world or something like that. And then the mission is how we do that, you know. And then from that, the different tasks that we need to do fall out to be, you know. And I think everybody's got some great ideas on how we can improve things, but those are like no-brainers. But we need to get that North Star, you know, find our North Star right now, and then our mission that goes with that, and then I think everything else will fall naturally behind, you know, from that.
Alex, this is Janet.
Yes.
I just thought of something else before Tom goes, something that has not been raised.
Go ahead.
Significant. So, and it's called Great Plains. So there's going to be some expense that needs to be put out for that, like right away. So that would be a short-term goal. And so some of the different expenses that and paying pension fund debt and other kinds of things, it's going to come down to making decisions about the prioritization and where the money's going to come from. So I just wanted to add that in.
Okay, thank you. Tom?
Great. So this is just responding to, you know, there are a lot of really great comments. I think a lot of the structures here, and just to add some things to what Janet said, I think we've already purchased the upgrade of Great Plains. The issue is getting that installed. So that's just the thing. Looking at the, you know, often in the structure of a strategic plan is you make a plan over 3 or 4 years, and then you make operational plans each year. And this first year short-term list is a pretty great example of what that could be. You know, these are the things that we're going to, this is our work plan for the next year, as some of you have said. Carol and Nancy kind of came back to it. We kind of came through it in a circle of the, you know, Carol talking about the, you know, two big conversations could be our voice, who we are. I talked about mission, but you know, we do have a mission statement, and that and so Nancy talked about that. And a second conversation could be about the structure of the organization, and that could include governance. It could include, you know, Carol's frame is, do we pull tighter together, or we pull farther, you know, or we pull farther apart. That was pretty interesting. Janet talking about the, you know, making a savings plan to address the debt. This is just also a data point. I was curious about what the monthly cost of the interest would be. We had a conversation this week with Mark Hinn, and between $22,000 and $23,000 a month is what the interest would be. So, you know, if we started paying the interest, we started putting money aside for the interest, Janet was describing our own reserve fund. And Mansoor's point about involving the managers and the program directors, I think when we first talked about that would be an unwieldy size group. We have and this is something I've been working on, and you know, everybody's so busy, we haven't started this conversation. We have a weekly meeting of the managers and the program directors. What I've been talking to them about is having a subgroup of them, maybe just the managers, you know, to kind of have a parallel group where we can feed the you know, the work that we're doing back and forth and get a response. And, you know, the idea of having a real world connection or the on the ground connection to the ideas. And one of the things that they brought up was, you know, what would it take? We should start putting money away right away. And so there's an immediate connection there. You know, figuring out what the per station piece would be. You know, $22,000 a month between five stations is not a huge amount of money. And then, and where would that money go? So, so involving the man, you know, finding ways to involve the management, in parallel, having us all come together, in one meeting would be kind of noisy, all right. The next thing is the, also, I mean, we're talking about the ED search, and let's get on with that. I created a draft of the job description, and the personnel committee is meeting tomorrow night. Typically, the recruiting part lasts about 8 weeks, and then a decision could be made as quickly as a month after that. And this ties into the idea. I mean, one of the questions is, and it's we'll start with the personnel committee, but maybe the PNB is, you know, we'll get down to three candidates, and then how do we do the candidating? Do we have, do we fly around to all the stations, or and so that could feed back into the idea of having an in-person meeting that we could have you know, we have to find money for it in the place, but we could both have a face-to-face meeting of the board and do the final candidating of the executive director candidates in four or five months from now. I do want to mention the question about the elections, and I've heard quite a bit of on both sides of that. I think we have to figure out how to make that decision. The way that I understand it's supposed to be set up is I'm supposed to hire the election manager, and, you know, it's like it's in the bylaws, and like that's not optional. But I think a larger conversation about that could be helpful, because I've heard quite a bit of that. And I think that's really kind of my overview. I think this is really moving the conversation along. There are interesting ideas that I've seen, and Joseph's about the idea of doing a study of, you know, what should our staffing look like, I think is a really interesting idea. Our stations are all very different. The non-West Coast stations are all really, really pared back to a minimal level. And, you know, there's implications about how they operate. If you're going to have five staff people, here's what you can do. And then the KPFK and KPFA would be different, but it's I think useful. I think that's a really great idea. And this is just an idea, but the, you know, talking about doing national programming, an idea I think is really interesting. Some of our stations have the capability to do HD broadcasting, and if we had a national program director, one thing that they could do is curate the Pacifica channel. And I know people have talked about that. So if we have, and the way that the XM channel, several of them just have like one or two staff people, and to have somebody curating the best programs on our current stations, and put those in a stream that could be both an online stream and and an HD channel. Seems like a pretty interesting idea to me. So those are my ideas.
Tom, can I just throw out one suggestion? Given that it would be unwieldy to invite all the managers to this committee, and I agree it would be unwieldy, why don't we invite one or two national board members to the management committee meetings? That could facilitate communication between the national board and the managers, which sometimes has not been the best.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. We do a lot of operational kinds of stuff, you know, talking about, I think, but that's an interesting idea.
I'm not Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I think of that idea, because I think that could, you know, I mean, we're doing kind of over governance big stuff, and I think they have a lot of other kind of issues, and we could get entangled. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure what I think. That's all I'm saying.
Master would like to comment on that as well, if possible.
We're taking a stack again, so go ahead, Mansoor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. So I wasn't suggesting to have the PDs to be part of this committee. I just was suggesting that we have a liaison between us and the GM, and I took that responsibility upon myself to do so with KPFK. So I shall report to the general manager or let him know the stuff that we have discussed here and what are our plans. So that way he is informed to what we're doing. And if he has any comments, I'll be happy to relay the message back to you guys. And I think Tom is correct about they're doing the work aspects of the meetings between GMs and PDs that, rather than anything else, the day in and day out. So I think we should stay away from that. At least I would stay away from that. Thank you.
Carol would like to say something else.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Janet for the stack.
All right. I'll take Janet, and Carol. Last and
twice for the stag. This is Joseph.
And Joseph. Okay. All right, Jan.
Okay, so I just want to add that this seems like a very kind of thing that we should be putting on the strategic planning. That is thinking about our affiliates as part of our network, and how to incorporate them, in a larger master plan. I mean, as of now, they're kind of like a little separate thing, but, you know, they, I think, for many of them, want to be part of our mission, and our mission can be more easily carried out with 250 or 300 stations than with 5, and so that should be just, I think we should be putting that as part of what we should be thinking about in strategic planning, in the larger view as to, you know, as to what we're going to be doing with strategic, you know, on the strategic planning, score. I have a question, and Tom could answer quickly, I hope. Did we get the HD broadcasting ability when we, from whatever it was that we signed up with,
Four Times Square? We are not purchasing that. It's about a $20,000 option. We could certainly do that. I mean, it's an add-on, so we can do it at any time.
Oh, okay. I mean, it seems to me, since we have, if we have the ability, that we really should be doing that, because that way we would have this ability to stream in New York, a national stream, and we could do, experimental stuff with it, and then we could have both a live, actual radio broadcasting as well as a live stream of a Pacifica 24-hour stream. So if we can, while they're building it out, if there's any ability to make it, since they will finance it, I just really hope that we could do that, because it's cheaper to have them finance it than us do it later. And sad to hear that. And did I say a very big thing that we need to do is planning, is figuring out, or to put it on the strategic plan, that somebody has to be figuring out how we reach the people who we are not reaching now. And this is a different subject and programming changes. We could have the best program in the world, and we do have programs that people would be very interested in, but if they don't know about them, then they're not going to be listening. And so I think this is a big area that needs to be tackled. And, I think we all have some ideas about it, but this is a whole big area that's major. It's up there with, getting money in, because listeners bring in money. And I have ideas on it, but I'm not going to go into it right now. Thank you.
Okay, Janet.
Okay, so several things. One, I support Jan's suggestion about our focusing more on affiliates. As far as reaching more people, live streaming, video live streaming can be set up through a channel on websites and teams to actually do the streaming of events. Like, there are so many events, protests, actions, etc., that many people can't get to, but they'd like to look at, and it could draw in members. KPFA has done some of that, and it's been a struggle within KPFA to continue doing that, but it wouldn't be expensive to do. So then another thing, in 2004, June of 2004, there was a motion that the PNB passed to establish a board staff relations committee. This is speaking to what Mansoor was raising, to discuss issues and interactions between board and staff. I can email the language to you. And then so that was in June, and in July there was another motion about what the composition would be. I don't know if it was ever implemented, but it's already something a motion that was passed, but it's old. And then finally, I just wanted to suggest a process thing for Alex had wanted the committee to come up with the five highest priority short-term goals. I don't think that can be done in this meeting. I think that it would be good to do a poll of the committee, like what each person might list as their top five, and then, or maybe more than five, top 10, let's say, and then come up with the result of that polling, maybe for next week, if we have a meeting next week. But I think it should be done offline in a poll. I'm done.
Okay, Joseph.
Next. I think I'm next, Carol.
I'm letting Joseph go because.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be able to speak right after Joseph.
Sure.
Thank you. Someone commented a little earlier about there are things that the ED should do without having any PNB direction, and that concerns me because the PNB is responsible for establishing. We're the directors of the foundation, not the executive director, and I think the problem with that is that as soon as we say, okay, well, let the ED handle it, and actually, here, let me go back to Mansoor's point. He said the GM at KPFK tried to make a small change, and we're going to make a lot of change, and the moment you make a change, somebody's not going to like it. You're going to get it called a racist, a Nazi, a Tory, whatever. If we start putting the executive director in the position of making changes, we say, hey, make good decisions, then as soon as somebody complains, the PNB throws them under the bus. And that is inappropriate. We should pass motions and back the executive director so that when people are unhappy because they're going to complain, it's the PNB that is ultimately responsible, whether it's this PNB. We appreciate it. We're paying Tom right now, and he's helping us out at this critical time. But his replacement, we need to back whoever the ED is, and we're the ones who are ultimately responsible. as far as getting more listeners, it's called advertising, and I know that some of us are religiously opposed to that, but that's what works. It really does. And then one last comment was we talked about hiring people, and after 10 years of watching the program director at KPFT, I can tell you they didn't do much. But a national program director may be a really good idea in a very efficient use of having one person nationally, and then it could coordinate with GMs to get things done. Thank you.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'd like to actually agree with Jan on the importance of the authority of the executive director. I think that many business models, and a business model I think is appropriate here, where boards are responsible for a lot, but they hire and fire managers, and managers then have a responsibility to carry things out. And if they don't do a job adequately, then the board fires them. But I think that the habit that Pacifica has of 24 people micromanaging the managers is paralyzing. And I think it is really important to establish the authority of the executive director to carry out the big tasks. I also agree with Janet on the postponement of elections, if we can figure out a way to do it. I don't know what the lawsuit history has been on not having the elections. I know at one point we skipped a year of elections, and I'm not aware that we had a lawsuit on that, and I don't know if there's a way to craft something that we can pass that enables us to get by that hurdle. That not because if we can, and I agree with Janet. What is that? Somebody should mute.
Sitting on a boat and repeating the same song.
Somebody's got television on or something.
From one dock to the other.
Can everybody mute their phone who is not speaking? Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
The raising of interest payments, you know, it's a good idea to do something like that, but that's not nearly enough because in 3 years we have the not just the interest payments, we have the $3.7 million. And so we have to be thinking, I mean, it's a good thing to set aside some money immediately. I'm not sure, and I'd like financial advice on whether the best thing to do is to pay down the loan with that money so that we're decreasing the interest or we're saving it so that after 18 months we don't default on loan payments. One of the financial things that we have as a problem is that we don't know how much money we have. We have no sense, I don't think anybody has any sense, of how much money Pacifica has at any given moment. The financial structure of us is too dispersed for us to have an assessment and know what. That's a big problem, and Alex really addressed that, I think, maybe in financial recovery. It's not just recovery. It's setting us up so that we're doing things properly. I have two more things. One is that I think that we should work to be a big news story. I think that we should solicit somebody to write a story about us for the New Yorker or the Nation or something like that indicates, because we're dealing with things better than we have in the past, and we're really trying to focus on things, but we have some big hills to climb because we're still in financial crisis. Even if the immediate hammer is, you know, the heel is off our neck, in fact, we have a huge lift and the crisis remains. And in that context, I'm going to start beating a dead horse, I really think that a national magazine story program that happens, you know, on a Sunday and is replayed on a Wednesday, or a Wednesday and is replayed on a Sunday on big subject matters is a good idea. And I think, on policy questions and so on. But I think one of the questions could be for our listeners once we get established, who is Pacifica and what should Pacifica be, and what is our structure, and have people who have different positions, you know, people who are for a really centralized system, people who are for a looser affiliate, and people who are for a mix, make a presentation and an argument on the radio. I'm done.
Mansur would like to speak for 1 minute or less.
And Jan, I just want to respond about some of the things that information, just supply information that Carol was lacking.
Is this a request for information or something?
It's a request to give information.
She can go first. Let Jan go first, please.
Go ahead, Jan, then Mansur.
I just wanted to say that we had a period of 3 or 4 years, I'm not remembering exactly, when we had no elections, and it was there was a lawsuit, of which I'm extremely well aware because I was one of the lawyers for it. So it was bad. And it started, basically we had no elections. People served some people served 5 years instead of 3 years. And it's against the bylaws, and we should not do that. Although maybe we might want to push the elections a little bit so that we don't send out our mailings until after the November elections this year, because it'll just get drowned, and they'll just get drowned in the midterm election. So that's something that, you know, we may be able to fudge that a little bit. And there was another issue about that there was a question. Oh, and the question about just saying, ED, go and do, you know, your job in general. I did not mean that at all. I meant we should designate in the strategic planning committee this job that we're talking about are things that the executive director should be doing. And, you know, it may or may not be something that the P&B needs to look at. I don't, you know, that's something we can, you know, we could look at individually. It might be, might not be. But I don't think you just say, do your job and that's that. Okay. That's all. I just
want
to clarify that.
Tom,
okay. Jan, this is Janet. I'd like to add some information to what
Dan said.
Okay.
I'm okay. Janet wants to go first.
We have to close down the stack soon. So whoever wants to be on a stack, this is your last opportunity. Mansur, then Tom, then Janet, and then I want to summarize a few things, okay?
Thank you.
Plan for the next meeting.
Yes.
Nancy to the back.
Nancy, okay.
All right, thank you. So this would be like my last comment, and I would listen to yours as well. So I think what Carol was saying, and I've been saying as well, and most of us have been saying, that we really need professional help. To be honest with you, how to pay this big loan back, what needs to be done, this and that. I think if it's possible, maybe we can ask Mark Hand to come and be involved in our next meeting to explain what kind of procedure, what normal people do or what businesses do to pay back a loan. I can figure out as much as I have been able to. I assume half of my house is torn down. I got to build it. I need to go borrow some money. I'll build the house. And therefore, then after it's built, I have 5 years to pay the loan back. And I got to go, okay, I got to get a second job. I got to cut down on this and that. But these are just personal things. I believe and I hope that we can come to this conclusion that we need some sort of professional help, guidance to tell us how to deal with this. And I would ask, if possible, to have Mark Hand to come and give us a talk, give, you know, explain things, you know, open up our eyes to it a little bit more. Thank you.
Okay, Tom?
Yeah, just a feedback on a couple of things. Jan mentioning the affiliate question. That's a kind of a burning issue for Ursula. That and we talked about. I actually had a meeting with Ursula and Alex Randall today. It's like so the her take on this is the affiliate program is just something. It sort of happened, and it has no real structure. It isn't really, you know, the state that we have our five stations. To some extent, the archives is a little bit in this boat too. It's, you know, we have our five stations, and then we have the affiliate program and the archives. So giving some thought in a structural conversation, there, she's very interested in that, and I think that could be a useful item, probably at some level at the PNB. Is it, you know, the same as a station, or is it a different kind of thing? To Janet's point about polling, I think that's a really great idea. You know, maybe there's a way for us to do some prioritizing, you know, what are the five most important things? How do we get going? Joseph started the conversation by saying we should get going on some things, some big things now. I think doing some kind of figuring out a poll that we can do in between now and the next meeting is a pretty great idea. That's it.
Nancy?
I've heard a little bit of discussion here tonight about whether or not we should do an election this year, and I think we should think about that very seriously. I know if we decided that we didn't want to, it would take a vote by the PNB to decide not to do it because it is in the bylaws. And
take a vote by the members, not by the PNB. It's against the law. It literally is against the law, guys.
I don't know how we did it before, but we could do it again like we did it before.
It's illegal, and that's why we brought a lawsuit. Please, it's illegal. It's against California state law not to have an election if your bylaws say so.
Chair, can you? Chair,
order, please. Can we have some order, please?
Okay.
I would like to see the rule, the citation on that. But I know we've done it before, and I don't know what happened before with that and why we did it. I think we did it before because it cost us so much money. And I think the last time we did this, it was close to $200,000. And it's not just the money. It's the big effort that it takes to do an election. It takes away an enormous amount of focus from the members. They need to run. They need to campaign. And we really, this paying back this loan is so serious. We really need to focus on that now. And I agree that having having people in power for more than for too long is also a bad thing. But this going back and forth all the time is very destabilizing. And we have to bring new people up to speed. And right now, I don't think if there's any way possible, I think we should look and see how if we can postpone the elections for 1 year until we get ourselves situated in a plan and how we're going to pay back this loan and go forward. We have a very good group on the PNB this year, we need to work on getting people at the various stations to like talk to each other, and those people are familiar with all the issues and the problems that the network has. And if we could just get people talking to each other, and I think an election just also feeds into increasing the strengths of the factions. And instead of having an election that doesn't solve that problem, we need to do some other methods to solve this problem of people not coming together to work on the, we know we have common goals, and I just think an election would really divert not only our money, a serious chunk of money, but also a serious amount of energy that we need to devote to surviving right now. Thank you.
Can I ask that whatever comments people have about the election, that they defer them? I don't think it's appropriate. It's an appropriate discussion for this committee. It may be an appropriate discussion for a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, but not for this committee. Well, this committee can't make any decision about that.
Alex, this is Janet. I had wanted to make a comment. May I? I was on the back.
Yeah, could I just answer? The reason that I addressed that is because it was in the strategic planning proposal as one of the things that we need to do. So that's why I'm addressing it. Sorry. I agree. The board needs to decide, but I'm just addressing what was in the proposal.
Alex, may I please have
my... Go ahead, Janet.
Say? Okay. So... there are lawsuits when there are elections and when there are not elections. The lawsuit when there wasn't an election did not succeed in court. I'm not sure what the California code is about having elections or not, but in any case, it did not succeed, and it was not for money anyway. There wasn't any cost involved. Election would I support elected boards, but I, right now.
Janet, can you please? Yeah. I ask that we end this discussion on election.
Alex, this is Carol. I'd like to say two sentences. May I?
Janet hasn't finished. Janet, do you have something else to say?
Well, it's just that aside from the energy that it would take to run, the election committee that currently exists, only one person on it has had experience on election committee. There's a whole learning curve, and there's a lot of work to be done by the committee and by the PND on an election, again, taking away energy from getting the loan paid back. I mean, that should be the highest priority in my opinion, and most everything else kind of fits into that high priority.
Alex, may I?
Yes, you have. Go ahead.
I think that we should propose a bylaw change for Thursday's meeting that takes this into account and changes the bylaw on this subject and try and get it through all the LSB's red wave.
I hardly think, even if that were a great idea, and I'm not saying it's not, we're not in a position to come up with a proposal for a bylaws change by Thursday. I mean, it's just not practical to come up with anything like that.
I'll send something by Thursday morning.
Okay. Let me see if I can try to summarize the discussion. First of all, I think just about everybody had some really good ideas, and I want to thank everybody for participating and discussing the document and what they thought about it. And just to respond to a couple of, I do think, by the way, the point made about the affiliates is really important, and let me point out this document I sent out on the comments. We had a very good comment on affiliates, and it was from one of our affiliate reps, Alex Randall. I asked him for his opinion about some of these things, and he said the following: we have 300 affiliates, and the PNB talks about them zero. Affiliates need connective tissue, glue that bonds them together. I'd like to see the affiliates treated like the 6th station, same number of PNB seats as the 5 get, or on a smaller PNB. Treat the network as a powerful asset. Our network is larger than CBS or NBC, except we ignore it. So add to your plan and mid-goals, making the affiliate network an integral part of developing the national network. I think these are very good remarks. I'm not sure I agree about the point about changing the PNB composition, but I certainly agree with the sentiment anyway. As to the point that was made about video web streaming, let me just add that WBAI already has the facilities. It doesn't own them, but in the building that WBAI inhabits, we have a web streaming center right downstairs that we can use and have used in the past, although not very often. So as far as WBAI goes, that possibility is already there, and I would certainly like to see that happen with some of the other stations. Now, I originally wanted to see if we could vote on a top five. I guess we're not ready to do that, but let me just say this. There, out of all the things we need to do in order to pay off the FJC loan, there are two things we can do that do not require any programming changes, do not require any more fundraising activity, and I'm not saying we shouldn't make programming changes and we shouldn't have specific fundraising activity, but there are two things we could do right now that could go well on, that could at least get us halfway toward paying off not only the interest, but half of the principal on the FJC loan, and that is the restoration of CPB funding. And in order to do that, one of the main obstacles, it's not the only one, but the biggest one, is getting our audits done, the 2016 and 2017 audit. So it seems to me that we can, without any further dispute, at least agree that maybe out of the top five, these two would be the biggest ones. In other words, finish the 2016 and finish the 2017 audit in time to qualify for CPB funding by 2018. And whatever we have to do to make that happen, even if it means spending an extra $200,000 or $300,000 to hire extra accounting staff, let's do it. Is there any dispute about that?
Janet,
go ahead.
Not dispute, just that even if we got the audits done, we don't know if the CPB would reinstate our grants. There's a lot of ifs still involved.
It's true. It's not guaranteed, but it's a good.
Carol.
Carol.
But it does have to do with our nonprofit status also. So it still has the priority that we need, that you're suggesting, Alex, I think.
Anyway, I kind of like the idea that we should hold off and vote. You know, we can have a poll and do a vote at our next meeting. So I think people are still digesting all this.
Nancy to the staff.
But those are my thoughts about it. Is there any further discussion before we end this topic?
We need to discuss the next meeting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm
Nancy was trying to get down the stack.
Oh, Nancy, go ahead.
On the CPB funding. Yeah, I think if we're going to spend any money, that's the best place to spend it. And we can, you know, I think we can send out feelers to them and find out, you know, what can we do to try to get back in, you know, to be able to get CPB money. We know the audits are critical. We know that's a given. But what other things do we have to do? We can start looking at that and talking to the CPB themselves and just, you know, try to find out what else we need to do to get back as a status where we can get these funds. That should take place probably in parallel to getting the audits done.
Absolutely. Okay. Tom, do you have any last words on this?
No, I'm glad to be part of this group. Really good conversation.
Okay. All right. So let's
move
on.
Thank you for that document. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's move on to. We just have one item to finish up before we can adjourn, and that is the next meeting. I did schedule a meeting for next Monday, and that should have been the regularly scheduled meeting. Do we want to proceed with that meeting or not? That's the basic question.
Yes. Mansoor says yes.
Okay. Just keep in mind that if we cancel that meeting, we won't be meeting again until May 14th.
Joseph Stack.
Janet Stack.
Joseph. Okay, Joseph and Janet.
And Mansoor.
What I would like to do is go ahead and meet in 1 week, but let's go ahead and set ourselves the goal to bring into the meeting, choose three items off of Alex's list that we feel should be prioritized, and two more that could either be off the list or of your own design. So that way we will be prepared for the meeting to have some priorities. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah, sorry. I support what Joseph just said. Yes, let's go ahead and have the meeting next week. But I do think, or you know, I'd like to have an agenda item on that agenda to discuss future meetings, our scheduling of the second and fourth Mondays, because of possible conflict with coordinating committee. But since about half of us are on both those committees, there's a timing issue with the coordinating committee. Can we include that an agenda item for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Mansoor, anything? Did you have anything to
share? Thank you. And I think this meeting and this type of meetings are more necessary and needed than actually the regular PNB meeting. So I do wholeheartedly agree that we need to meet twice a week and, you know, a little bit in, more discussion. Thank you.
Twice a week.
And I support next Monday's meeting.
Okay. All right. So
Nancy to the staff.
I think there's consensus that we'll be meeting next week.
Nancy to the staff.
Nancy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was wondering if someone would be willing to be secretary next week. I'm going to be driving back from my daughter's wedding that night, and I'd be probably won't have very good reception.
Well, congratulations to you and your daughter.
Thanks very much.
Do we have a volunteer who will be acting secretary for one meeting?
We'll figure it out next week.
Okay, we'll figure it out next week. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your daughter's wedding, Nancy.
Thank you.
And
so
bring
much.
Us some cake too. We would like to have some cake as well.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's time. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Nancy.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay then. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night. Good meeting.
Good night.
Yeah,
thank you. Good night. Meeting you.